Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this demonstration, I want to show you how to remove and add items to the dock on the iPad. The dock being the icons at the bottom of the screen that you can always get access to no matter what screen you're on, whether it's the home screen or the other application screens. So at the moment, on my dock at the moment, I've got Mail, Safari, Photos and iPod. Before I start moving apps to the dock, I just want to move the Photos app back to the main app screen. So then I've got the choice of putting three icons on the dock, which will be in this case the App Store, the iTunes Store and of course the fantastic new iBook Store. So I'm going to touch one finger on the dock down the bottom of the iPad screen.
Mail, 57 new items.
And I'm going to flip my finger to the right.
Safari.
And to the right again.
Double Photos.
There's Photos.
Double tap to open.
I'm now going to double tap and hold. Now normally what you would do to open up an application, you would just do a one finger double tap to launch it. Say your finger's still on the screen. That'll bring up the move and delete function. Now what I'm going to do is actually move the icon. I'm actually not going to try and delete it. So one finger double tap and hold.
Moving Photos.
And I'm going to drag my finger up the screen.
Photos now in row 5, column 3.
Okay, so that's now off the dock because it said row 5, column 3, as in the 5 rows on the main app screen. So I'll take my finger off.
Calendar. Double tap to open.
Now, normally what would happen is the iPad still thinks we're trying to actually do other things with the applications, including deleting them. So I'm going to press the home button to come out of that function.
Calendar. Double tap to open.
Okay, so we've come back to the main home screen again. Now, let's go have a look at the dock again to see if it's actually moved. So I'm going to touch my finger on the dock again.
Mail. 57 new items.
And let's double flip to the right.
To open. Safari. iPod.
iPod,
click to the right again, iPod.
And we've got nothing there. Now, what I've actually done is that the three apps that I want to put onto the dock, I've actually got on page 2 of my iPad screen. And that's the iTunes apps and iBook Store. So the way to get to the second screen of apps is to do a three-finger flick to the left to scroll the screen to the right. So I'm doing a three-finger flick on the screen.
Page 2 of 2, iBooks.
Okay, and I just happened to land on iBooks. So let's do a one finger double tap and hold again. Now, just a note, I find if you don't want to run out of physical real estate, as it were, when you drag your finger down the screen, I like to tap and hold my finger probably about 2/3 of the way up the iPad screen, because the way it works is because VoiceOver's got the focus, I can then do a voiceover function anywhere on the screen that pertains to that item. So one finger double tap and hold.
Moving iBooks.
Okay, we're moving iBooks. One finger dragging down the screen still.
iBooks now in row 4, column 1. iBooks now in row 5, column 1.
And we should hit the dock next.
iBooks now in position 1, in the dock.
So we want to go to the right, so I'm dragging my finger to the right.
iBooks now in position 2, in the dock.
And we'll keep dragging.
iBooks now in position 3, in the dock.
And one more.
iBooks now in position 4, in the dock.
And take my finger off.
Boxcar, delete.
And you heard it said boxcar, delete. That was the item that I mentioned last time, that we're actually still in this moving, deleting mode. So to come out of that, I'm going to press the home button again.
iBooks. Double tap to open.
Okay, now we're on the iBook Store, but we're actually in the dock. So let me touch the left-hand side of the dock again.
Mail. 57 new items.
And let's flick to the right to see what we've got.
Double Safari, iPod, iBooks.
And there we go.
Double tap to open.
So iBooks is in there. Let's try and do it with the App Store. So I'm going to touch the screen.
App Store.
There's the App Store.
Double tap to open.
One finger double tap and hold about 2/3 of the way up.
Moving App Store.
Okay, and this time I drag my finger fairly quickly down the screen so you're not hearing row 1, row 2, row 3, row 4, etc.
App Store now in position 2, in the dock.
Okay, I'm going to drag my finger to the right.
App Store now in position 3, in the dock. App Store now in position 4, in the dock.
And one more.
App Store now in position 5, in the dock.
I'm going to take my finger off.
Boxbar, delete.
Okay, press the home button to come out of that function.
iBooks.
And let's go and find the iTunes Store. So, touching the screen.
Twitero.
I'm going to flick to the right with one finger to find the icon for the iTunes Store.
Boxbar, Facebook, Free RF Pages, Skype, Twitero, Twit, Bod, iTunes.
There's the iTunes application, the iTunes Store. One finger double tap and hold, two further up the screen.
Moving iTunes.
One finger drag down to the dock.
iTunes now in position 1, in the dock.
Now let's go to the right.
iTunes now in position 2, in the dock. iTunes now in position 3, in the dock. iTunes now in position 4, in the dock. iTunes now in position 5, in the dock. iTunes now in position 6, in the dock.
Take my finger off.
Boxbar, delete.
Press the home button.
iBooks.
Okay, and let's go and touch double the dock on the left-hand side, and let's see what I've got by flicking through with one finger.
Dog, mail, 57 new items, Safari, iPod, iBooks, App Store, iTunes.
And there
double
we go.
Double tap to open.
So let's go and touch the middle of the screen.
Twitero.
Okay, let's double see what page we're open. On by doing a three-finger touch on the screen.
Page 2 of 2.
On page 2 of 2. So let's go back to the previous page. Now what we could also do is just press the home button down the bottom to go back to the main home screen. But I like doing this gesture, so I'll do a three-finger flick to the left.
Page 1 of 2, iBooks. Double tap to open.
And that beep you might have heard had nothing to do with the iPad. That was actually my mail application telling me I've got mail. So let's check what page we're on now.
Page 1 of 2.
Okay, so on page 1 or 2, we've changed pages, and let's go and check the dock again, and it should be exactly the same.
Dog, mail, 57 new items.
Flicking to the right with one finger.
Double tap, Safari, iPod, iBooks, App Store, iTunes, iTunes.
And then I flicked again, and that's the end of the docs section. So basically, that's how easy it is to move items to your dock, and you would use the same process that I did with photos to take items off the dock. So that concludes this demo for today. I hope you've enjoyed listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.